Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Walambulela ngenjabulo kustudio 7. NgolweSithathu mhlaka 5 kuNkwenkwezi 2021, uSitha Ndebele Msana. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Abantu manye amastesi nje on a daily basis hourly nje bayawa, bayawa nje. Izibhedlela zigcwele nyakanyaka, nyakanyaka, akukhangeleki.
Odabuka eZimbabwe osehlala kwele India uthi kuyethusa ukubona abantu besifa ngobuningi elizweni lelo bebulawa yi-COVID-19. Umthethandaba waphezulu we-High Court namhla ukhulule ngesibambiso se-bail amalunga ebandla le-MDC Alliance, uNkosazana Joanna Mamombelo Cecilia Chimbiwe. Bayakhala abantu ngokubhubha kwaMnumzana Mike Ndubiwa, wake waba ngumabhalane omkhulu wedolobho lakoBulawayo, iTown Black. Zonke lezi ndaba nezinye ngizozizwa kulo msakazo. Lilokhu liqonga suku zonke inani lasebezinikela ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine eZimbabwe, kutsho abogatsha lwezempilakahle. Phakathi kwabantu abazinkulungwane eziphezu kwezilitshumi lane, 14,440, abahlatshwe ijekiseni ye-COVID-19 vaccine, abazinkulungwane eziphose zifike ezithoba mine mbili, 7,821 babo ngabakade behlatshwa ijekiseni yesibili. Lokhu kukhuphule inani lasebehlatshwe lijekiseni ebantwini abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezingamakhulu amane lengxenye, 452,191. Lokhu lolu hlelo lusungulweyo ngoNhlolanja. Kunjalo nje, odabuka eZimbabwe osehlala kwele India uthi kuyethusa ukubona abantu besifa ngobuningi elizweni lelo bekhulelwa yi-COVID-19. UNkosazana Nomthandazo Nkomazana ohlala eMumbai uthi abanye abantu babonakala bedilikela phansi bezihambela emgwaqweni kwezinye indawo. Asizweni exoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngalolu daba.
Mina ngise-India eMumbai, i-state abayibiza Maharashtra.
Ye, kuhamba njani kulapho? Sibona ngani insuku zonke kuthunqa umntu, yazi intutho okunye okumangalisayo, abantu becrimeto khonapho, kwenzakalani?
Unzima baba, unzima kakhulu. Masilana nje sibo ngumusa kaNkulunkulu ukuthi thina sisaphila and asika ahlaselwa angazi ukuthi ngingayithi yini bakithi isilwane lesi esiyi-COVID. Hayi, unzima. Abantu bayaphela every day, bayawa njengempukane, njengamaphele, bayawa kakhulu kazi. And kusuka kube nokushota kwamabathinde
ama-oxygen.
Yes. And hayi, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Into ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi i-India yona yiyo eproducer ama-vaccine inikeza kwamanye amazwe, kodwa sekukhangele kangani abantu bayo bayashota ngama-vaccine. Bona bawanikeziwe kodwa hayi, i-percentage encane nje. India, I think it's the second largest populated country in the world. And the percentage yakhona enikeziwe ama-vaccine lawo incane kakhulu. Ubuhlungu kakhulu esikubonayo la.
Yes, singathi-ke wena lapho khona kunjani kodwa khonapho eMumbai?
I-state lapho khona it has been declared a red zone. Kodwa i-state angithi Maharashtra is a red zone. Kodwa lapho engihleli khona mina lapho the neighboring cities kungani kungcono, akukho bad compared to other states.
Singathi khonapho nxa usithi akukho bad, dikandawo uyabe usitshona kulabantu abangani bafaka kangakanani kulapho abantu?
I think ama reports abuyayo they are coming maybe on a 2 week basis. Kwamanye ama mhlambe sithi ama days ama infections wona ayatholakala on a daily basis. Kodwa ukufa kwakhona it's not that much. Mhlawumbe uzozwa i death in after a week or two. Kodwa kwamanye ama states nje on a daily basis hourly nje bayawa nje. Izibhedlela zigcwele inyakanyaka akukhangeleki emgwaqweni like there kunama villages kwenye states abathi Nagpur. Emgwaqweni nje on their way to the clinics ezibhedlela ma clinics babona nje bawile asikho ukuthi bawile abazizwa kahle abasepha.
Ye akuchazisele abantu ukuthi wena uphepha njani umkhuhlane.
Angazi ukuthi into engiyenzayo it's recommended for everybody kodwa iyangisiza nalabo engihleli nabo. So into eyenzakalayo ukuthi on a daily basis asiphuze amanzi efriji. Siphuzela amanzi ashisayo ha ashisa normal water in a bottle hayi siyawafaka emlilweni.
Mlilweni seliwanatha.
Siwanathe njalo mhlawumbe sithi 6 or more times in a day. Then siphuza itiye eshisayo 4 times a day and a ginger ne lemon novisi kanjalo. Asiphuzi normal temperatured water. So siphuza khonoko kakhulu. Kunama steamers athengiswayo adalelwe khonoko nje just for the first avala kanje. Yasima as many times as possible. And inkinga ayikho makunjalo.
I-Jackson ke bathini ngayo khonoko?
Jackson Dube eskaleni bebethu khona it's compulsory and everyone should have that Jackson kodwa mina Dube ayikafiki kuleso sifanga ukuthi sekuforstwa.
Lo ngokosazana nomthandazo Nkomazana isizalwane seZimbabwe esesihlala kwele India ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseMumbai. Bayakhala abantu ngokubhubha kukaMnumzana Mike Ndubiwa owake waba ngumabhalane omkhulu wedolobho lakobulawayo uTown Clerk. UGibbs Dube weStudio 7 usethulela lolu daba.
UMnumzana Wallace Ndubiwa umntakamoyi uMike Ndubiwa uthi uyise ubeselesikhathi eside egula.
Problem yakhe I think maybe ubhubhele emadade ehospital. Ngamtshela ngomgqibelo ngakho zonke zingaya. Aba kusho ngoba wayevele enezifiso zokuthi hayi bendawo lapho afuna ukuthi ayiqeda sesifile kumbeke khona so thatizofiso zayo.
Umak Ndubiwa wasebenza kwesikhathi eside kobulawayo ikhangelane lentuthuko yedolobho leli njalo ikhuthaza ubudlelwano phakathi kweziphathamandla zekhansili lezakhamizi zedolobho leli. UWallace Ndubiwa uthi lokhu kwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi bathakazelele owakusenziwa nguyise.
Baba impilo zabantu ezimbeni kakhulu ngomsebenzi wakhe kuma-housing facilities esengu-town clerk nokuthi nje nibhulogo esikhathini ngiye wayeliphethe lo lalibanjwe njani. I think yikho kwenza nje ukuthi abantu bonke abani bayamncoba ngalokhu akwenzileyo begasayishile kobulawayo. Ngisho ngisho njalo njalo umuntu kwelo thando kakhulu ukuthi ukuthuthukisa indawo.
UMnumzana Isaac Mabuka umgcini sihlalo webandla lezaphu uthi uNdubiwa wayekwazi ukusebenza loZulu.
Ubaba uNdubiwa ngumuntu owayethembekile kakhulu especially emadevelopment lapha etown. Ngumuntu esamthembayo kakhulu waphakamisa idorobho lakobulawayo laba yilo eliyilo kathesi. Ngingathi phakathi kwama-town clerk wonke akobulawayo esawabonayo uNdubiwa nguye yedwa indoda esasithi indoda emadodeni. Ukubhubha kwake kusishiya siphakathi kweproblem enkulu ukuthi abantu abathembekileyo ama-advisors sebelokhu besishiya one by one. Thina njengezaphu wayehlale lathi ngiyakhumbula wayebuya ezobona ubaba uDabengwa bexoxe ngendlela eziningi emu advisor ngendlela eziningi uba kunduviwa sizamkhalela sibili ngikholwa iBulawayo yonke ithibile kathesi ukuthi wona hayi abadala sebehamba of course angeke sihlale emhlabeni okwesikhathi eside okuthi kona akwazi ukuthi sigcina nini but langa lakhona liyaziwa uNkulunkulu hayi siyamkhalela sithi kalale ngokuthula uba kunduviwa
umnumzana Joseph Juma okubanda lezano PF njalo wayemele iphelandaba mpophoma kudala lephalamende uthi ilizwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu
ibindoda emadodeni uyosebenzele uBulawayo usebenzele ikhansili yakoBulawayo ngendlela ephakemeyo sibonile ngesikhathi sakhe into zonke bezihamba kahle ephathiswa nabo kansela akade belomnqondo okansela kade besebenza kuhle besebenzela abantu sibonile konke bekusebenza kahle ama-lights ethu estridini ama-tower light imigwaqo osuwa konke namanzi bekukhona
kubikwa ukuthi kulabanye abakubandla elibusayo abathi kumele uNduviwa ayebekwa emathuneni amaqhawe eHarare ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingokit Dube
ezulu we-High Court namhla ukhulule ngesibambiso se-bail amalunga ebandla le-MDC Alliance amabili onkosazana Joanna Mamombelo Cecilia Chimbiri abetheswa icala lokwephula iziqondiso zokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 umnumzana Alex Muchatehama igqwetha elimela ababili laba asebehlale okwenyanga ezimbili entolongweni utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi phezu kwalokho kufanele bayizika enkambeni yamapholisa eHarare Central ngolwesihlanu maveke wonke bahlawuliswe amadolazi inkulungwane ezingamathumi amabili zamadola $20,000 munye ngamunye ngemali yeZimbabwe ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxe lesiphathamandla se-MDC Alliance umnumzana Daniel Molokele omela iwange central edalele ephalamente
namhla bengikhona le High Court eHarare lapho uJudge Chitapi ayethese iruling yakhe ebail elama stricter conditions uvumele ukuthi ni Honorable Mamombe lo Miss Chimbiri ukuthi baphume ngebail of 20,000 RTGS. Ngizwe ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi kuthethe almost 3 months ukuthi bazuze ibail for icala elingela even ifine edlula 5,000. Esibona khona abanye kulezi suku besenza santando ama-profits abantu bani kodwa maso kuyibo abayenza properly organized press conference elama maskless social spacing elabantu abangadluli 10 bagcinwe ejela all this time so ngicabanga ukuthi their case was not treated fairly.
Njengebandla le-MDC Alliance lisamukela njani lesi isinqumo lingathi umthethwandaba wenze kuhle yini kumbe vele bese kufanele sesikhangela labanye njalo abalokhu bengakakhululwa ngemali yesibambiso yebail labanye abalokhu behamba emthethwandaba amacala abo engakapheli abawetheswayo abakubandla lakho labalwela amalungelo oluntu
sokuobala ukuthini ama-courts ethu omajistrate lama-judge ethu ba-under pressure from ama-politicians ukuthini mabe lwisana labantu be-MDC Alliance sebesebenzisa omajistrate labo-judge ukulwa izimpi zabo ne-MDC Alliance ngoba ungakhangela indlela abakhangela abaye abantu eZimbabwe ikakhulu abasupporti ZANU-PF kumbe abalobungane nohulumente but yoma-courts ethu bakhangela ngenye indlela abatreat-a as if bona ngabantwana basekhaya with kids gloves so we are not happy silokudabuka ezinhlizweni zethu ngendaba ka-Honorable Mamombe lo nosifiso wethu dadewethu Chimbiri labanye abanjabo makhomborero indlela abagcinwe ngayo kumbe abaphethwe ngayo ngama-courts ethu kuyatshengisa ukuthi bayabandlululwa kakhulu
lowo ngumnumzana Daniel Molokele isiphathamandla sebandla le-MDC Alliance emela iwange central edale lephalamende sixoxela eseHarare Kulive Talk namhlanje kuhlelo lwabatsha ole Diaspora Forum sikhangela okwenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Bhodi eyabunjwa ngabenkundla yokuxhumana eyebulenjini eyeFacebook ukulawula amalunga angasebenzisa linkundla labakulobayo. Namhla yethule impumelo yomhlangano ebiyenza ukuhlaziya ukuthi wonke waba ngumongameli welemelika uDonald Trump usengavunyelwa na ukuba alobe kule inkundla. Libhodi ivumelene ukuthi uTrump owalelwa kuloba kule inkundla kanye lezinye eze-social media ukuthi aqhubeke evinjiwe ukuloba kuFacebook ngemva kwemibiko ayilobayo ngoZibandlela 6 lonyaka eyachotshozela udlakela lokuhlaselwa kwamalunga edalela ephalamende lakwelemelika ele-Congress nabasekeli bakhe. Kodwa ikubeke sobala ukubana ngokuya kwezikhathi abenkampani eye-Facebook bazamele bakhangelisise isigwebo sokwalela uTrump ukusebenzisa inkundla ngoba ukumalela okwempilo kuyisigwebo esingadingeki. Inani labantu asebebhekane le ndlala emhlabeni jikelele liqonge ukwethusayo kweminyaka emihlanu edluleyo, kutsho abenhlanganiso eye-Global Network Against the Food Crisis. Embikweni wayo abawethule lamhlanje, le yihlanganiso emanyanisa eyomanyano wamazwe omhlaba eye-United Nations, eyamazwe awe-Europe, le nhlanganiso ezipha uncedo ezingaphansi kwabohulumende lezingekho phansi kwabohulumende. Lezi nhlanganiso zithi okwengeze udubo lwendlala emhlabeni jikelele ziyimpi zomdeni ezigabeni ezishiyeneyo zomhlaba, okungamanga kuhle kwesimo somnotho emazweni amaningi kanye lokuqhamuka kobhubhano lwe-COVID-19 yakele. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezidabuka esigabeni zeMandebeleni zihlangene labanye eJohannesburg namhla zivalelisana lendlovukazi ebebambe isikhundla senkosi yakwaZulu uShikiwe Mantombi Dlamini Zuma. Andubana umzimba wakhe usiwe eKwaZulu Natal lapho azabekwa khona kusasa. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
La ngamaculo abehaywa ngamakhulu amabutho izintombi loZulu jikelele ngesikhathi sidumbu sendlovukazi uMadlamini sisuka eJohannesburg bebephume ngobunenga bakwaZulu egiya kuluthula amabutho amanina lawo echaya impululu kwindlela yokuvalelisa umkhokheli wabo. Ukufa kwendlovukazi kuthiya abaningi bemangele njengoba ubesanda kufakwa esikhundleni senkosi ebambele inkosi ezakwethulwa kulandela ukufa kwenkosi yakwaZulu uGoodwill Zwelithini. Induna yakwaMthwakazi kwele South Africa uThula Njubane laye obekhona kuvaleliswa umzimba wendlovukazi eGoli uthi isizwe sakwaMthwakazi silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba siyisizwe sinye lesakwaZulu.
Ukuthi thina namaZulu siyamandebele kamzulukazi singabantu bani silapha sizoduduza abafowethu ngoba fethu balahlekelwe kule nyanga edlule besile kwaNongoma sisiyokhala sikhalela isilo iKing Goodwill Zwelithini kaBhekuzulu okuyinkosi yesizwe samaZulu naye esithe yasishiya la emhlabeni. Sesiphinde siyahlangana futhi manje sihlangana ngokusweleka kwendlovukazi yesizwe samaZulu sitha akwehlanga lungehlanga.
Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa uMnumzana Ngqabuthi Mabhena laye ubekulo mbuthano emele izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa.
isizwe sakwaZulu sisebenza naso ikakhulu endabeni lezo sikhuma ngazo ngolwasemzini esithi social cohesion, ukuthi abantu sihlalisane ngoba sike sabona ngaphambilini kusiba nodlame lapho abantu bebetshaya nakhona sazama ukuthi sikhuze. So ke kubalulekile, kuqakathekile kithi ukuthi sibe khona. Kanti-ke futhi isizwe sakwaZulu siyakuzwisisa ukuthi thina ziyizihambi lapha eSouth Africa, izihambi lezi kodwa kumele zihlale zisemthethweni. Siyancedisa-ke isizwe sikaZulu.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe uNkosazana Thandi Nkomo layo bekhona ekhala ndawonye labakwaZulu.
Hayi, kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho bekhona izinkulu. Kubuhlungu kakhulu. Sesikhangelele nje ukuthi mhlawumbe izinto zizohamba kahle, umama kambe kuze kufike esikhathini sokuthi umntwana umntwana olungele ukuphatha athathe pho la vele ifu lawe laphezu kwethu. Kubunzima kakhulu.
Okhokhela induna zakwaZulu eGoli induna uNdwandwe uthi ukulahlekelwa zinkosi zilandelana isehlakalo esibuhlungu kakhulu kusizwe sonke.
Hayi, siphatheke kabi ngani ukuthi ungakho lokhu ubona amabutho engaka nje kungenxa yokuphatheka kabi ukuthi baphatheke kabi isizwe sikaZulu. Kungethi sodwa thina bomndeni amaZulu nje, umuntu wonke okhona lapha ezweni lakwaZulu kakhulukazi ingonyama oku ingonyama esihlanganise zonke izizwe bese zazi ukuthi lakwaZulu kunobukhosi obungakanani. Sesilimala-ke ngonyama ihamba, sithi uma ihamba ingonyama bese kuzohamba indlunkulu. Silimele kakhulu nabesini.
Kubikwa kulokudonselana esikhosini kwaZulu ngodaba lokwatshiwa kwelifa lenkosi uZwelithini ngesikhathi kusaqhutshwa uhlelo lokulungiswa komntwana ozathatha ubukhosi benkosi uZwelithini. Indlovukazi uMadlamini ikhangelelwe ukungcwatshwa kusasa ebusuku kwaZulu. Belesulo 7 le Johannesburg kwele South Africa ni Muthuso Khumalo.
Ikhomishini kahulumende ekhangelele ezokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission iZEC isisungule uhlelo lokwehlukanisa izigaba ezokhetho olwe delimitation. Lolu luhlelo olwenziwa ngemva kweminyaka elithumi eZimbabwe. Ngakho ke abantu bakhuthazwa ukuba babhalisele ukuvota ukuze kungehlisi inani lezigaba. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
IZEC ithi lolu hlelo luya ngokuthi inani labantu ababhalisele ukuvota linganani, kube sekusehlukaniswa izigaba zokuvota ama-constituencies. Okwamanje izigaba ezikhona zingamakhulu amabili lechumi i-210. Kuthi nxaso lugqitshiwe uhlelo lolu engezelele ama-constituencies la kumbe ukuwehlisa kusiya ngokuthi abantu babhalisile okunganani. Ngakho ke bathi kuqakathekile ukuthi uZulu ayebhalisa ukuze enelise ukuvota ngoba ezinye izabelo zigcina zilabantu abalutshwane. Abacubungula ezombusazwe bathi lolu hlelo alenziwa ngemfanelo ngoba abasemazweni bethiwa phandle. Ukhetho olulandelayo lwenkokheli zeZimbabwe lukhangelelwe ukuqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2023. Unkosikazi Sithembiso Khuphe, ongu-District Elections Officer, uchasisa kabanzi ngohlelo lwe-delimination lolu.
I-delimitation kulapho esesithi divide iZimbabwe into 210 constituencies esilazo. Konke khona lokhu into kuyangenelana le-voter registration ngokuthi kudependa ngokuthi nge-voter registration ukuthi silabantu abangaki abarejistileyo nationwide. I-delimitation iyenziwa after every 10 years. So, kathesi kumele siyenze i-delimitation. Nxa siyenza i-delimitation siyahlangana labantu esithi ngama-stakeholders sibatshengise thina ukuthi hayi i-average yethu kathesi constituency sikhangelele lokhu la. Yikho sikhuthaza thina kakhulu khona lapha kobulawayo ukuthi abantu kabasukume bazorejista.
Unkosikazi Sithembiso Khuphe wengeze ethi wonke umuntu oyisizalwane seZimbabwe ulelungelo lokuthi abhalise ukuvota.
I-voter registration kulapha abantu ababuya khona ivekisini yethu laba abafuna ukurejista. Sikhuluma ngabantu abale 18 years and above abangama-citizens zeZimbabwe. abalesithupha seZimbabwe for residents uyabuya uzoregister ema office neveki kobulawayo la bethu asenza park efamona kule office ye province kule office ye district ama offices wonke ngu4 wonke provide the same services ezoku register ama voters.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngelungelo labathengi eNational Consumer Rights Association iNACORA uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi lolu hlelo luqhutshwe ngonanzelelo.
I-delimitation kumele yenziwe ngendlela elandela imithetho ye-constitution njalo lokulandelwa kwe-democracy. Kodwa esikubonayo isenziwa nje eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe laba sithi baku-diaspora ababalwa nxa kusenziwa lezi zinto. Ngakho ke eindawo zeMathebeleland lento eziningi ezilahlekelwe ngabantu abaningi besiya eGoli besiya eSouth Africa ngokuphathwa kabe elizweni leZimbabwe ababalwa nxa kusenziwa i-delimitation. Ngokunjalo ke indawo eziningi ama-constituents amanye athile azasuswa eMathebeleland aye kwezinye indawo.
Umnumzana Mkhokheli Ndlovu isakhamuzi sakobulawayo ukhuthaza ikakhulu abatsha ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota.
Ukuvota yi-right yomuntu wonke oselesithupha ose-recognized njengeZimbabwean. So wonke umuntu oselesithupha uyakhuthaza ukuthi ahambe ayiregister avote. Mina nginje kudala ngaregister, abantu kumele baregister kuma-constituency abo especially ama-youth ngoba i-future ngeyama-youth.
Abe-commission ye-ZEC bathi uZulu okumele akunanzelele ukuthi ukubhalisela ukuvota akuvalwa kuyabe kuqhubekela phambili isikhathi sonke. Abantu okumele bakwenze ukuya ema-ofisi nawezeki andawana yonke eZimbabwe. Ngimele Studio 7 kobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kwezemidlalo, umgcini sihlalo omutsha wenhlanganiso yentatheli zendaba zemidlalo eSport Journalists Association, uLovemore Dube, usekhuthaza intatheli zemidlalo ukuba zingasekeli inhlangothi ekuqhubeni kwazo umsebenzi. Intatheli zendaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
Ekhuluma nentatheli ngemva kokunqoba kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngempela viki edlileyo, uDube uthe isifiso sakhe ngesokuba intatheli zendaba zemidlalo ziqhube umsebenzi ngendlela encomekayo.
Ngilethemba lokuthi sizasebenza ndawonye sibe zintatheli eziqotho. Kuningi singakufeza sisebenza ndawonye okugoqela ukuqhuba inhlelo zokungezelela ulwazi kanye lezokukholisa sindawonye. Asibuyelenini sibe ngolozindaba ngoba silomlando kulabo ababala iphephandaba, abalalela iwireless kanye lababukela umabonakude ukuba sibaphakele indaba ezingasekeli uhlangothi oluthile.
UDube uthethe isikhundla ebesiphethwe ngumuzi wethu Hadebe yena wakhethwa ukuba umgcini sihlalo ekusungulweni kwenhlanganiso ye-Sport Journalist Association Southern Region ngomnyaka ka-2017 njalo ongazange ancintise kukhetho olwedluleyo. Okhetho ukuba unobhala jikelele omutsha weSports Southern Region nguNesh Mgogoyarira yena uthi kulenhlelo ezimbalwa abavelise bephezu kwazo njengenkokheli yentsha.
Umsebenzi omningi omele wenzakale. Okokuqala ikhuluma ukubona ngezemembership, okwesibili sikhangele njalo constitution yethu, okwesithathu sikhangele njalo ukuthi sizaba le ndawo ethiwa yi-media center, okwesine esimele sikhangele ngama-hours, ama-yearly hours, okunye esimele kuyenzakale ngama-workshops lokunye okutshiyeneyo kuthi ukuthi hhayi umkhulu umsebenzi njalo kukhanya wonke umuntu uzimisele njalo kukhanya sizanqoba ngokubambana.
Abanye abakhethiweyo ngababalisa uSibongumusa Dlodlo ngumsekeli kamgcini sihlalo, u-Innocent Skizo Kurira ongumphathi ingcebo kanye lamalunga ekomiti uTracy Ndlovu kanye loDumi Praise Dlakama. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Odabuka eZimbabwe osehlala kwele India uthi kuyethusa ukubona abantu besifa ngobuningi elizweni lelo bebulawa yi-COVID-19. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngosithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Milan.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.